It is awesome to be back. Welcome, everyone. Pretty major transition. I got an email like you all did a few days ago, and it said, hey, we're moving. It's like, oh, all right. Well, are we still doing the service? Yep, it's still happening. And as you heard, there's a whole movement happening. The movement is the fellowship has found a new location. You may not know exactly where it is yet, but what I would invite you to do is to consider surrendering all your ideas about what you think it should be and exactly where you think it should go and let it go. Allow love to inform you, as I would suggest, allow Ruka, the Holy Breath, the Holy Spirit, as some would call it, to inform you of the things you need to do on a daily basis to make it happen, allow it to happen more accurately. My intention today is to inspire and motivate you to take constant, consistent, and focused action. To be the very best representation of love possible. Your true being, every moment of every day. Also, share a few tools that support you doing just that. All in less than 30 minutes. Are you ready? The talk that I'm going to share today is titled, and as I do with any talk that I give, I just sit in quiet and silence and ask what the title is, and then I get a title, and then I have shared with me over the next period of time what the talk will be about. And the title I got was The Joy of Being. I didn't know what was happening with your church at the time. It's been a year almost since I've been here. Well, there are many ways to define joy. It's usually associated with extreme elation, exuberance or happiness, bliss. I would offer that happiness is something you get as a result of fulfilling a goal or achieving a desire or a want that you have. True joy is a state of being. It's an experience you have knowing who you are, recognizing yourself as love, recognizing your neighbor as love, and then the experience you may have is a state that might be described as joy or bliss. It can be very calm, very neutral. I would suggest that there is no judgment that exists within that experience of joy, because the minute you have a judgment, you're no longer in it. The minute you or I decide that we know something more than someone else knows as to what they're doing, and the essence knows as to what they're doing, who has actually informed them to do what they're doing in the first place, we are judging. And quite frankly, if we're judging, we're not seeing anyone outside of ourselves. We're seeing the content of our own minds expressing through our mouths, our eyes, and our minds, and our thoughts and feelings. And ideally, we would recognize that we're doing that. And if we're doing that, take a breath. Recognize you're not looking or experiencing anything outside of you. It's all contained inside you. Because that's where all your judgments come from. That's where all your fears come from. That's where all our anxiety comes from, or any aspect other than the true essence of love that you are created in the image and likeness of. I was playing with my granddaughter, Shaylee. She's about 8 months. I use her as a reference. I have a grandson now, too. I'm really excited about that. His name's Kai. Beautiful to see the generations extending themselves and having the opportunity to relearn some of the things that I have forgotten. And what I'm saying about, talking about here is forgotten the idea that I am pure love and everything is pure love and everything is an expression of that love and just let everything else go. So I'm sitting on my chair and we're playing and I'm bouncing around my knee and she's just giggling and laughing and gosh, it looked like she's like in pure joy and she's really strong. So I was holding her kind of tightly around the ribs. And as I'm doing that, I'm bouncing and bouncing. She's laughing. And all of a sudden she went, I kind of got my attention because it was such an opposite thing from what I was experiencing her in the moment with. And I realized almost instantly that I was squeezing her a little tight because I wasn't paying full attention to how little she is, and I was holding her to make sure she was, quote, safe. Well, like all people do, they'll let you know when there's discomfort, right? Well, not everybody. But a baby will. And she let me know she was out of comfort. She was having a little pain, so I immediately caught it, and we were both so present. I looked at her and says, Shaylee, I'm so sorry. Opa, that's German for grandpa. That's what I am for my grandchildren, Opa. And Mitzi, my sweetheart, is Oma. And we do that because there's a bunch of us. So we're Oma and Opa, and I've got different names for grandma and grandpa. At any rate, I say, oh, Opa, squeezing you too tight. And she looked at me and just stopped, and I relaxed right away. And I said, I apologize, honey. I smiled, she smiled back at me, and we went back to bouncing. And I was having a good time, and she was smiling, and boy, right back to joy. She didn't judge me at all, I don't think. As a matter of fact, I don't think there was anything that took place in that moment other than she was communicating an experience she was having so that I would recognize what the experience I was sharing with her was, and I was a little unconscious in the moment. She's saying, Opa, you're not paying attention. You're squeezing my ribs too hard here. And I immediately got it. And what I would suggest, that's innate. That's a natural thing that we are designed to do without any effort at all. See, she hasn't been taught that she needs to hold on to things. She hasn't been taught that she needs to judge. She hasn't been taught that she needs to fear. And I hope it doesn't happen at all. But if it does, we're going to be there to support her in remembering who she is. To be there and support her in knowing that she is pure love and remembering she is pure love. And what I would suggest, that event, had I have had judgments of myself doing something wrong, rather than just experiencing the communication in love with love, allowing it to unfold as it was designed to be, because that's what the inspiration was, for me to learn something more about who I am and who my amazing Opa daughter is. I would suggest each one of us, every one of you sitting in this room right now, everyone on the planet is designed the instant we have an experience that is something to learn from, we let go of any emotional charge with it. We let go of any fear, any doubt, any trauma, anything at all other than the presence of being pure love. It's innate. It's natural. It's who you are. It's what you are designed to do. And anything other than that is a story you or I have made up about ourselves that we project on the experience, along with all the images and pictures we've kept alive in our minds. For what reason? I would suggest that we have ideas that we have been taught, things that we've been taught to judge, evaluate, make right or wrong, good, bad, to keep us safe. How's that working out for you? Not generally all that great, except it's perfect because you're learning. We're still learning, aren't we? Isn't it a continuous process of learning? I shared with you, I was going to share a couple tools with you. One, I think, is a great idea. I do it almost every morning. And what it is when you first wake, ask the Creator, Rucha, whatever you call it, whatever it is to you, inspire me, love, to be the very best representation of love I can be today. Inspire my thoughts, inspire my feelings, inspire my every single fiber of my being to be the very best representation of love I can be today. Because there isn't any other day. There's only the one you're in. There isn't any other moment. There's only the one you're in. And what I've learned about asking with an open mind and heart, just like that, it's delivered instantaneously. I may not think it is. I may not recognize it. But remind yourself to ask. Another thing you can do that's really helpful, you know, during the course of the day, did anybody feel a little anxious when you were sharing, Mary, about the church moving and the changes? When you got the email, did you have anything surface in your mind or anything about what's going to happen, you know, or any anxiety or anything like that? Anybody? That stuff came up, didn't it? Okay. So, if something like that happens, and it doesn't matter how minimal or how major it is, if something like that happens in any given moment, and one of the ways, the best way to tell is check your breathing. If your breathing is fluid and open, and you notice just now when I was asking you to access the past, and that was just a few minutes ago, and then access a distant past, that was a little whenever we got the email, that you felt that anxiety again, right? It's a memory. Because in the moment, I would suggest you really weren't present to that anxiety, but there was still something there that conjured it up when I resonated it in you by asking the questions I did. I may not have happened for all of you, but it may have happened for some of you. When that does happen, anytime during the course of the day, ask yourself, what do I desire to hide from myself? What do I desire to hide from myself by holding my breath, by judging this individual, by thinking that I'm afraid, by doing whatever I have in me that I think is actually happening out there that I am judging out there? What do I desire to hide from myself? And take a big breath and be ready to get an answer. Because you will get an answer. You may not like it. Because it will be something that you have hidden from yourself. And why did you hide it from yourself? It's because you didn't want to look at it. You didn't want to feel it. You didn't want to see that part of yourself that you had judged. And when you ask and you get an answer, take a breath and please let it go. And it doesn't have to be a long, arduous process. We all have different ways that we go about healing, and there's modalities, there's many teachings out there. All of them are valuable to various and different degrees. But I would suggest the most powerful way to heal is to connect and open your breath and presence love in your body. That causes healing instantaneously. There's no waiting. You don't have to write any affirmations. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. All of that is great. I teach it. I share it in my work. I share it in my business. But the bottom line, as far as I'm concerned, is if you practice, and I practice daily, if you practice presencing conscious active love in your mind and body, guess what happens? You feel better. Your life starts to click. It starts to flow better. Things start happening. You go, my gosh, these miracles. You know about the Course says there's miracles that happen all the time. We just don't notice them. Paraphrasing, of course. So recognize that you are the presence and the being of love. and you will heal and integrate whatever might be there. And healing to me is allowing whatever's there to be fully embraced by the consciousness and the purity of pure love. Are you up for an experience of healing right now? Yeah? Awesome. And if you're not, that's okay. You can just hang out or leave. I don't know if you'd like, but I would suggest you stay because it can be a pretty amazing, profound event. And what I'm going to suggest you do is we're going to do a little brief, guided, I call it a meditation, call it whatever you will, but if you want, you can keep your eyes open, but I suggest if you close your eyes, it might be easier for you to focus. And just to tell you a little bit about what we're going to do is we're going to kind of connect to breathing and just open ourselves up to allow healing to happen. And then I'm going to ask you to consider allowing some event or memory to surface so that you can just allow yourself to feel it. Well, that's where we're going. And then what we're going to do is we're going to help you see how to fully integrate it and be done with it forever. Does that sound like a plan? Something you've judged, something you've been hurt by, you think you've been hurt by, or some resentment, something you're holding on to, anxiety, fear, whatever it might be. So let's start by taking some deep connected breaths and just close your eyes. And remember in the meditation earlier how you experienced pure love? Generate that again. Allow it to open. Some people will focus on a newborn infant. Whatever you find ideal for you. Allow love, your true being, to be present, conscious, and active. Be still and know that I am that I am. Breathe. Feel your true self. Be aware of the people next to you. Recognize them as pure love as well. Allow the whole building to be radiating as pure love and breathe. Now, with the intention of healing, with love fully conscious and active, bring your conscious awareness, bring to your conscious awareness a memory or an event, recent or more distant than the past. Someone or something you still hold on to, something still painful and upsetting. Trust yourself. It'll show up. You will know because it will show up in your awareness. Breathe and allow the thoughts, images, and feelings to surface and feel fully whatever there's there. Trust the breath. Trust love. Allow it to become fully cognizant of it. Any sensory experiences with it, just bring it up fully. Now, while having that awareness, direct your awareness to the love while still feeling the feelings and thoughts generated by your memory. Imagine the newborn. Feel the joy of being pure love. Allow the love to permeate all your thoughts, images, and feelings from the memory. While allowing your joy, your true being, the essence, your essence, the I am that I am. To embrace you and your memory, witness it all dissolving, disappearing, being fully conscious of who you are as pure love. If there's something in your body that needs healing, allow it. Allow love to do it right now. Take a few deep, connected breaths. Feel that love you truly are. And let everything else go. And breathe. And ever so gently, extend that love that you are to your neighbor. In the ancient Aramaic, neighbor was karbach, and it means anyone you think of. Extend that love in gratitude to the building that has housed this amazing church that you're a member and a part of, to your families, to everyone, to the whole planet, to all of creation, healing, generating consciousness, being. And as you're ready, bring yourself back to your body, awareness of your hands and feet, wiggle them a little bit. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Notice how you're feeling. Sometimes spacey. People say, I feel spacey. You didn't have to smoke anything. You didn't have to drink anything. Didn't have to take any pills. You did it all yourself. And it's available every single instant, in every single moment, in every single day. It's who you are. It's who we are. And even the cell phones are telling us. Our innate birthright is to be brilliant. Genius beyond measure. When we remove the false ideas and images from our minds that we have accepted about ourselves and others, we allow the brilliance to shine forth. When enough of us do this individually, we will collectively create a world that reflects the brilliance. It is designed to be. Namaste. Thank you.